everybody, and welcome back to the Maybaum Perspective. I'm John Cates, and here with Gray Maybaum today.
Yep.
I'm excited to do this one, and we're going to be talking a little bit about agents, new agents, experienced agents, and then maybe also weave in a little bit of company history as we move forward, since we're here with Gray Maybaum. So, Gray, why don't you get us started with those that may not know out there? How did you sort of get started in your career, and how did you sort of make your way into the real estate industry?
Okay. Thank you, John. I started actually in the mortgage business. My real estate career actually began in the mortgage business. I went to work for a company called Prime Lending right after I'd graduated from Georgia Southern, and initially began doing construction loans to builders, you know, building houses. And we would go and do the inspections just to, for the money draws and so forth. And back then, they were heavy, heavy into construction lending, and that's kind of what I began doing. And then switched over to mortgage origination, which is similar to a sales field, actually, because it's commission-based income. And I wanted to kind of view, the reason I've spent, well, most of the, all of the 90s, at least after graduation, in the mortgage business, was that I wanted to view it from a different window, the real estate business as a whole, before I decided if I wanted to join or to be in the family business or get in the real estate business. Right. I kind of want to see it from a different angle first. And then I did. And that, Dad and I talked sometime toward the end of 1998 and came over in the January, February timeframe of 1999.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, went to work over here and actually at Maybaum, and actually began in sales. I was in sales, and I was also assistant broker to a gentleman named Bill Fair at the time. So I did that from 99 to 2005. I had kind of my foot in both sales and broker, mostly sales, but and it, Bill went to retire in 2005, and that's when when I stepped in and took the broker role in the Columbia County office, and then that's where I was for quite a while. We were started in the old building off Evans, Evanstown Center, what was North Bel Air Road, which eventually became Evanstown Center Boulevard, and we had the office there that was built sometime in the mid late 80s. And then we endeavored this big project, the plaza here in Evans, right behind Lady A. And the building was completed in September. We moved actually in September of 2018 into this space. And then, opportunity presented itself to work more closely alongside my dad in 2019. Yeah. Late 2019, to move over to the Wheeler Road office, and that I'm still, you know, manage residential primarily over there, and get to work with more so with dad and also the development side of things. So it's been interesting. It's been great.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's great perspective kind of for, I think, our two or three topics today. And the first of which, we'll kind of maybe start with new agents, who are maybe looking to get into the business, folks looking to get their license, or agents who are maybe in their first year or two in the business. What are you, in your opinion, some of the things that a new agent needs to be successful?
Well, they need to go through our Success Center program would be first thing I'd tell them. Brand new agents, it just gets them off on the right. It gets them on the right track. When you join the Success Center and you go through that program, Janet Waters runs it for us. And this is, I think, her 23rd class that she's doing, 23rd, 24th. Yeah. Isn't that about right?
Mm-hmm.
And it really sets the agent up for a successful path. If they'll do the things that they're instructed to do, the program, the Success Center is, the Success Center training program is about 6 weeks all total. And I guess you're probably going to do, Janet probably do one of these.
Yeah,
too,
so she is. She's
I'll
lined
just
up.
Hit the highlights. Yep. So, 6 week program. It's the syllabus is laid out. So you know what the topics of each day is. And it's Monday through Thursday, typically 9:30 to 12. And sometimes it, like I teach one of her classes. I think you do one. And I think Chambers does one. And, Julie. Anyway, very structured class. In fact, you have to sign on when you come on board with us that you're going to make at least 80% of those classes. And then, it culminates with the week of, Ninja Selling Program, which is just a platform that we train the agents with. And, I'll let Janet get that in one of the future episodes.
Yep.
So, but it does, it sets them on the right path, and teaches them the right activities to do. And, so that's what I'd recommend, for new agents when they come on board with us, that we actually require them to do that when they're new, unless they just join in a team in some kind of capacity, but they have a lead agent, so to speak, an experienced agent alongside them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, you've gotten the chance to kind of see a lot of different agents over the years. And if you could kind of pick out a few traits of the successful ones, what would some of those characteristics be?
I would say that number one would be a work ethic, you know, a strong work ethic. Our top agents work tirelessly. They work very hard and they follow up. They do things. And when they say they're going to do them, they'll do them. Mm-hmm. When they make commitments, they follow through with them. And that helps establish a really good reputation when you do things like that. Because so many professions and so many people can't do those simple things sometimes. So I think having a tremendous work ethic, being a real strong advocate for your clients and negotiating on their behalf and to do the things you say you're going to do and follow through with them. And, you know, most of them have really strong assistants as well that help them with some of the, you know, more the finer details of the paperwork. And because real estate now requires a whole library of forms that they're access. Not every contract requires, you know, 6-7 exhibits and or addendums, but a lot of them do. So the real estate business has grown in its complexity over the years, and so the top performing agents usually have an assistant to help them with some of the details while they are the forward facing, working with the public. And another trait that they possess is community involvement.
Okay.
You know, most of them, do various, they're on various boards that do charitable work throughout town. And some of them make large donations. Some of them raise money for those causes. And some of them just put their time. And some do all three. So, but community involvement and a really solid work ethic. And that just kind of helps. And, you know, solidify your name and reputation. And we're fortunate that we have, I think certainly most all of our agents do enjoy good reputation as the company does.
Yeah. That's great.
Very proud of that.
Yeah. What do you attribute some of those, you know, the good reputation of the company? I know you kind of got a firsthand experience, you know, watching your dad and working with your dad for so many years. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute, you know, Maybaum's great reputation in the community to?
Well, what it's grown into now is every single one of us, you know, everyone that's in leadership like yourself and others that are throughout the company. It's really a matter of all of us. But what it began with was Dad's philosophy of surrounding himself with good people. And he had a great work ethic and, because I do remember as a child going to some open houses, so he'd always ride and you know, check on the agents and see if they need anything at their open house, see if they had some traffic and that type of thing. So, yeah, I can vaguely remember or acutely remember a lot of going to a lot of open houses. And he had, my dad also has a tremendous, you know, work ethic himself. He's always been a competitor. He was a basketball and baseball player at Harlem and at Georgia Southern. And that kind of determination led him to, he brought that same level of determination when he went to work in the real estate business.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And he instilled that in his children too. I think he wanted everything to be the best it could be. And I remember, Mayo Subdivision being his first development.
Right.
And we worked very hard with Georgia Power to get that suited right, so the trees were preserved as many trees in that road as possible. And but he'd also borrowed more money than he thought he'd ever make. And it was the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s. And I just knew interest rates weren't good. I didn't know what an interest rate was,
right.
But I knew he complained about it a good bit. But, and he had me and my sister's boyfriend steadily over there at Mayo Subdivision, cleaning those streets, sweeping them, then hosing them down. He just really wanted the streets to look inviting when people came to the open houses and so forth. So he was a pioneer there, I guess. Mm-hmm. I thought every kid grew up doing sweeping streets, but my sister's boyfriend didn't seem to mind either. I don't know. He didn't stick around forever, but he stuck around for a while. But anyway, it was he's established a really good work ethic and being committed to excellence. Really, you know, that's what we strive for in our profession and as leaders of the company, and most of our agents do as well.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Well, going back maybe a little bit to the new agent conversation, if there are folks out there listening that are considering a career in real estate, what are some of the attractive aspects of being a real estate agent that you think would attract somebody to want to get in the business?
Well, it's unlimited potential. Potential income is absolutely unlimited. It's a commission-based income. You're an independent contractor, so there's actually not real office hours set for the actual agent. We have staff support that maintain all office hours, and we're big on our support here at Maybaum and what we offer our agents. So there's a little bit of flexibility, a little bit of freedom that comes along with it. And some of the ones that use that time, the free time, that flexible time, because you're only required to do certain activities and certain meetings and meet certain education requirements. The rest of that time is free, and it is for the agent to make what the best of it, the most of it.
Right.
And so it's attractive from that standpoint, is that it can be as rewarding as the effort you put into it. And it's very much a people business. You have to enjoy working with the public. You have to be able to work with the public. You know, you'll see some of the best and some of the, you know, not so best of the public when you're out there, but you have to work with the people and work with your clients to do the best of your ability. And the number one thing is that we try to provide a culture of professionalism in our, company, and the support that we give, someone that's thinking about a career change, the things I mentioned before about the unlimited potential, is also you are not out there by yourself here at this company.
Gotcha. Yep.
You have real brokers to answer and try to help you solve real issues. We have support staff that can do a lot of the marketing materials for you. We do ad campaigns through social media that just are on automatic pilot, and they are not going to get that in other brokerages. But so we think the industry is a great industry. It's done well for our family, and we think it could be good place. We get a lot of second career people.
Okay.
There's
what are people, some examples of that?
Teachers, nurses, mm-hmm. Servers, people that have come out of the military. Servers do well. They've been on their feet a lot, and they've dealt with and seen the best and worst of the public, so to speak. They're on their feet a lot. They have to be moving around a lot. So they typically have a good work ethic, and the hours are better. In real estate. Nurses, I suppose their nurturing instinct bodes well in real estate. Teachers have to put up with a lot of stuff, so I guess that helps them well.
Yeah.
The military, same thing. Those are just some examples of people that have formerly been hairstylists too. They're on their feet a lot and have they deal with a lot of different clientele, different customers and so forth. So they know them well. There's examples in a lot of different industries,
but yeah,
those are the ones that come to mind now.
Sure. No, that's great. Well, one more thing, and we'll kind of end with this, but I think, if I were to ask really anybody at the company, what is sort of Gray Maybaum known for? I think that most people, if not everybody, would say relationships. And you are a great, a wonderful relationship builder. And maybe talk a little bit about how important that is to you and why that's been such a great fit for the real estate business.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. It's something I've always, treasured is relationships with friends and the coworkers and people out there in the public. You just want to leave a good impression, have them have a good impression on you. And that's done by treating them with, honesty, respect, all those type things. And genuinely, I guess as much as anything, the people that I have relationships with in this business know that I'm going to be honest, trustworthy, and not genuine, sincere, genuine, those type of things that help. But really, they have, it's a relationship's a two-part business. So obviously, we have good people in place that make that particular component a lot easier when they're, you have two willing sides in the relationship. And so anyway, that's been an important process or part of the success of the company overall as well. We've had agents that have been here with us a long time, 25 years, 35 years, 40 years plus. There are other places they could go, and they've chosen to stay here for, any number of the reasons that we just discussed, but probably as much as anything, the level of trust that they have with us and the level of support that we give them.
Yeah. So, that's great. Well, Gray, we appreciate it. This has been a great time well spent. We'll have to do it again soon. And we will see you guys next time on the Maybaum Perspective.
Yeah, thank you.